T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, and a good Thursday afternoon for those of you who are experiencing what you consider a slow week. I will say this week has flown by.
Kind of has.
I don't know where it's gone, man. I really don't. Good to be with you, though. I hope everybody's having a good afternoon. A lot of stuff to get to today, including the movie about something I didn't know necessarily needed a movie. I will just give you the title, Pam and Tommy.
Do not need a movie about that.
No. There is a movie coming out about that. Also, later on this afternoon, the woman who suspected her husband was cheating on her when she saw her best friend's baby.
We will talk about that, and it is going to be a very awkward holiday season in that home.
Yes. And then we have this story regarding a panhandling dog.
We've all seen it. This is why I want to talk about this, Scott. Okay. We've all seen it with the dog, with children, up and down state line. I see it all the time. And I think statistically, people are more likely to give money to a homeless person if that homeless person has children or if that homeless person has a dog.
Here is the story. A four-legged celebrity that made Ironton, Missouri a tourist destination has passed away. Ike, a beloved creature of many names, including the Crossroads dog, the mayor of Ironton, and the three-way dog, beg your pardon, has died after being hit by a car, according to his owner. The dog was a permanent fixture in the city of Ironton, a town about 90 miles south of St. Louis, where he would patrol the crossroads of Highway 21 at a three-way intersection, walking the road simply begging for snacks. Fans of Ike told KFVS he often enjoyed top-notch meals of cheeseburger, chicken breasts, biscuits, and gravy, but he would not chow down on just anything. Hot dogs were a noted no-no for this particular pup. Thus, the fandom around the panhandling hound was born. He was loved in this city for so many years, he was also deemed the ghost dog. It is there where hundreds of people on Facebook are mourning the loss of Ike. His owner posted to the group on November 15th and said Ike had died. Members of the group began posting dozens of tributes to the dog, with some even making Justice for Ike merchandise.
They're saying this dog has been in that town for around 8 years, and this is so sad and so horrible. Witnesses say it appears, Scott, that the driver who struck and killed this dog intentionally swerved to hit the dog.
That's not cool. Now, he was... Wait. Was Ike a panhandling dog along with somebody else? Well, a human who was panhandling?
His owner is named Sherry.
Sherry Miller.
Miller. And I don't know if she was stationed with Ike or not. He had been there 8 years and took over begging duties for his dad, this says, making him a multi-generation panhandler. So I can't tell. I can't tell if this beloved pet is a panhandling dog, which makes him just homeless, a homeless dog.
It makes him a stray.
But he has an owner, Sherry. So is he a stray or is he a panhandling dog?
If the dog has an owner, the dog can't be a stray, right? I am so confused by this story.
Well,
I don't understand.
I think he fell somewhere in between.
And what was your point about more likely to give?
Statistically, you are more likely, and not you, Scott Parks, but everyone listening, more likely to give if a homeless person who is a panhandler has a dog. That is just a fact. And I would even go so far as to say you are more likely to give to a homeless person with a dog.
If they're a woman.
Than you are.
If they're a man.
To a homeless person with children.
Ooh.
I'm going to say
it. I don't know about that.
I'm going to say it. I think people see the family with the kids and think that's a prop. I'm not giving to them. There are services all over town to help people in need of shelter. But if you see a homeless person with a dog, people will stop and give to that homeless person more often than not because they feel for the dog. Tell me I'm wrong. I you know this, Scott. We can talk about gun death and children dying and horrible things, smallpox, and no one will weigh in on that. You talk about someone hitting or abusing a dog.
Fair point.
Everyone floods our program with thoughts about that. And that's not to say people don't care about children. I just think there's something with animal lovers that...
Well, with animals, I don't know if it's animal lovers. Well, maybe it is. Animals are, by definition, voiceless. I mean, obviously they can bark or meow or
right.
whatever. You get my point. They can't defend themselves verbally. And if people feel like you're saying something that unkind regarding an animal, Rover's not picking up his cell phone and dialing. He doesn't have opposable thumbs. And so I think people feel inclined to defend animals.
But I would
on
also
radio
say
programs.
I would also say if you have a 2 or 3 year old, they're not asking and don't have a voice about the situation they're in. If you look this up, I know I'm right on this. Yes, people statistically, I'm looking for the number, are more likely to give if the person has a pet. And I'm not saying the homeless are exploiting that. I'm just saying it's a fact.
Well, if kids are props, are pets props? You don't think the homeless people know that you're more inclined to give if you have a dog? It doesn't, by definition, doesn't the dog become a prop then?
I don't know, because I think the companionship is important for someone living on the streets too, Scott.
All right.
And Ike apparently had a home, and I'm so sad that someone struck that dog.
Well, he had an owner, but did he have a home?
I think so, sort of in a non-traditional kind of way. And what's sad is if this person in the truck intentionally struck and killed that dog, you know this, Scott. Pets are viewed in the eyes of the law as property. And I don't think there's going to be any justice here. Whoever did this isn't going to go to jail. We had a story overnight that I read, and I didn't print it specifically because it's so awful, but it was a man who... I don't even know what word to use. I'll just say it. Killed a dog, drowned the dog.
Yes, in the stack.
And I don't know that when something like that happens, as horrifying as it is, people want justice. They want something to happen. You've seen this before. If a neighbor shoots the dog across the street,
right.
It is considered a property crime.
576-7798. If you guys want to weigh in, 576-7798. She's Dana Wright. That guy over there is Grant Miller. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see.
Dana hinted at this story right before we went to the break. This one's from Channel 5. A man, this is at Leavenworth. A man who threw his ex's dog into the Missouri River has been convicted for animal cruelty. Davian Simpson, who's 24 years old, pleaded guilty yesterday for throwing a dog caged in a kennel into the river at Riverfront Park
back
in July.
This has a good ending before you change the channel. Because when I first saw this, I'm like, I can't even read it. But it does have a good ending.
It does have a good ending. Davian Simpson pleaded guilty yesterday for throwing a dog caged in a kennel into the river at Riverfront Park back in July. Here's the good news. Two bystanders were able to rescue the dog before it drowned. So the dog survived. Thank God. According to court documents, Simpson's relationship had recently ended, and he sent a text to a friend of his ex-girlfriend saying that the dog was, quote, gone. Simpson faces probation, could get a little bit of mandatory jail time for this offense. He'll be sentenced in December.
So horrible waste of oxygen. Glad he's going away. Yeah. That is animal cruelty because of the facts of that case. I don't know if someone swerves
It's animal cruelty because he didn't own the dog.
I don't know that it matters, though, Scott. If someone swerves, I'm asking, to hit a dog like they are alleging in this case with Ike, the panhandling dog, is there a crime there?
Probably not. Because you can't prove it. Prove to the court
that you intended to hit a dog.
Prove to the court that I wasn't aiming for the dog. I was swerving to miss the dog.
Right.
And the dog ran into the path of my car.
Which is in the case with the drowning and the dog going down. I mean, that is so premeditated. Clearly there's intent to do harm to the dog. But I agree with you here. I don't know that they can prove intent with this dog in this case.
576-7798. Emily in Warrensburg. Emily, hello. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, welcome.
I am so excited to talk to you guys. I've been listening for years, and out of all the things that I'm so passionate about, it's so funny that I'm calling about this dog for the first time.
Well,
so.
I love that you're here, and go ahead, Emily.
So my family had a family reunion right down in this area. It's right next to Johnson Shut-ins or Elephant Rock, for anybody who's ever been out that direction. So you just drive along, and there's this three-way intersection. And we saw a dog lying in the road, and we're like, oh, my gosh, is this dog hurt? You know, and we kind of drove by slowly, and it was just looking at us.
Lying in the road, though.
Yes, lying in the road. And we kind of wondered, like, oh, my gosh, this dog's, you know, going to get hit. Because we circled back around, and there's a huge sign in their front yard. The owner is right there at that intersection.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's their yard, and they have a sign explaining this is Ike the dog. He loves snacks. He's been begging for food his whole life.
Was he fat?
Be careful.
No, he doesn't look fat.
No, he wasn't a fat dog. But, I mean, me and my husband definitely looked at each other and thought, this dog's going to get hit someday, because every time we passed through back and forth to our family reunion, this dog was laying in the road. So,
I don't want to... this wasn't a highway. Would you call this more of a small town, 20-mile-an-hour road?
You know, for the types of towns that are down there, I would call this kind of a highway.
Okay, I'm just trying in my mind to figure out, was the dog in danger laying in the middle of the road where you saw him?
I mean, I guess the only saving grace was that it's a three-way stop, so everybody's technically supposed to slow down when they get there. But I mean, I would consider it kind of one of the quote unquote major highways, if you will, linking, you know, Ironton. That we were coming from Eminence, that direction. But yeah, so I'm really sad to hear that, though, because definitely he was obviously a staple of the community and something fun for people to look forward to as they pass through.
Emily, I'm thank you for the call, and I'm sorry, but Scott, you have to wonder if this is true, that this is more of a Shawnee Mission Parkway than a 20-mile-an-hour back road to a lake.
Well, I'm assuming Ironton is not the biggest city in Missouri.
Yes, which is why I was kind of picturing this small town,
quiet
storefront,
little Mayberry.
Quiet little. And if that's not the case, was this sadly going to probably be the outcome at some point?
By the way, here is a picture of the dog.
Oh, he's so cute. I've seen him.
Yeah, white dog with some brown and black spots all over him. Yeah.
Medium-sized, sweet mutt.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that the dog died. I am sorry. I am a dog owner. I love dogs. Do the owners not bear some responsibility here?
Because he lived his life and liked being in the road and
they just left him outside completely unsupervised and
I don't know. I hate to victim blame when stuff like this
happens.
I'm not trying
to.
You know that. I know.
The real victim here apparently is the dead dog Ike.
I know.
You know, if you leave your dog out front all the time and just let him wander the neighborhood begging everybody for food, don't be surprised when your dog accidentally gets run over.
This does say, and this is from our website, Ike became famous for lying in the middle of the intersection.
Okay, then don't be shocked when the dog dies.
It was a mint green Tacoma truck, by the way. And he has his own Facebook page. Fans of the Crossroad Dog.
Kelly in Leawood, I'm hesitant to take your call because I think you're going to open up a completely new can of worms on the show, but go ahead.
Well, it's a strange story, and if you don't want to, I
no,
won't.
Go ahead. No, we're welcome. Oh, okay. We welcome it.
Thank you. I enjoy listening to you and Dana, and thank you for, it's odd. It's a very strange story, and so I have a fiance who I've been with, and I have cats, and I sold my house mm-hmm. on the first day on the market because houses are selling fast.
Yep.
And he bought a house. So I thought everything was fine, but now, as of a couple weeks ago, the tables have turned, and I've had my cats since they were, I got them through Casey Pet Project, where they do not, they make you sign something. They don't, they're inside cats, so they make you, you cannot take their front claws out anymore like you
correct.
Did in the old days.
Because it's essentially breaking their fingers is what you're
exactly,
doing.
Exactly. And so now the tables have turned on me. I have nowhere to go. I have been told, and I feel like a very stupid person, which I'm not, but I fell for something that I shouldn't have. And now I have nowhere to go unless I get my cats, all four claws taken out.
So wait, and Kelly, back up. So how long were you with this person before you became engaged?
A year.
Okay, a year. Totally normal. And did he not ever express to you that if we ever have cats in a shared home, I want you to declaw the cats?
No.
It just didn't come up. Okay.
No.
And why
no.
is he so adamant about your doing this?
Well, I have scratching posts.
Sure.
But I have a couch that there's two of them that do scratch.
Yep.
But that's my problem. I took them in, and I'm responsible for them, and I've had them since they were six weeks old. So they are my responsibility, and I am now choosing to find a place to live. And
you are wait,
and
Kelly.
Yeah, we need to
yes,
put this in order.
Yes, but you are
here.
Choosing the cats over your fiance, but you sold your house and now have no place to go.
Yeah, but I'm going to find. Yeah. Correct, but I'll find a place. I'm a healthcare worker. I have a good job. I will get it done. But it's just so stupid that I have asked many vets, and they said that is animal cruelty.
Yes, we know we're and more educated now, Kelly, than we were 20 years ago about it.
Yeah, and it's just so sad that I care about this person and I love this person, but they're so OCD that I wish I had known. If I would have known this in the very beginning, I wouldn't have continued to date him. I wouldn't have.
Kelly, can I find this story fascinating. Can you hang? We have to take a quick break for the news.
Yeah.
Can you hang on for a second? Or do you got to run?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because Dear Abby and Ann Landers are here to help you.
Yes.
I talked to a vet yesterday, and they told me to find a new fiance, find a new boyfriend. They said that was cruel.
All right.
I am so sorry, but please hang on. Because I think there are a lot of people. This is what happens on this show. We're just driving along and then, exit!
576-7798. You're welcome to weigh in on the text line. And we're going to try to get Kelly's story a little bit more organized here, because I understand she's...
You've seen the bumper sticker. My wife said it's either me or the dog, and I'm sure going to miss that woman.
Yes. 576-7798. Quick break for the news, then back to Kelly's very interesting story in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, let me, before we get back to Kelly and Leawood, let me put her story very succinctly. She and a guy started dating. They did not live in the same house. She owns some cats. They have their front claws. They get engaged. They decide to move in together. Kelly sells her house, moves in with her now fiance with the cats, and the cats have become a bit of a bone of contention because... Now the fiance says, you've got to get your cats declawed. And Kelly says, no.
No.
Kelly, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
I sold my house, but the house he bought, we haven't moved in yet. It's not ready yet. But the stipulations are, before I'm allowed to move into the house, I have to have all my cats, all four of their claws taken out, and my cats are 4 to 10 years old.
Kelly, one of the things I don't understand is, you know, he would have known you were moving in the direction of engagement. I'm guessing he bought a ring.
Yep.
How did this not ever come up before?
He is still in denial. He is excited about the house, and he's, you know, I keep trying to talk. He's in denial. It has come up, but he's a very strict farmer.
Got it.
What he says goes, and he says the cats will be fine, and I'm a city girl, and I don't get it.
Yeah.
But I have talked, because I tend to be kind of naive, so I have talked to many people lately, because I feel like I'm at a crossroads in my life right now. And I've talked to many people, and they said, including veterinarians, and they said it is not about city girl versus country girl. They said having all four claws taken out of cats that old is animal cruelty. And so I feel like I have no choice but to
And I understand, Kelly, I have cats. I love cats. Mm-hmm. And with that, any pet owner knows you are making accommodations for certain things. The litter box is a big one. And also, from time to time, they're going to scratch on stuff. Even if you get a scratch post. Even if you do, you know, I bought this brand new velvet chaise lounge. It's one of my favorite things in the whole wide world. And I even brought out a squirt bottle because, God, I don't want the cats shredding that thing. From time to time, I'll catch them doing it, and you just shoo them away. But it's not like they destroy the house.
No. They're not. No, I have a beautiful house. Why did my house sell? I had a contract on my house in 6 hours.
Yeah, houses are going really quick. Yep.
Yeah, if my house is so destroyed, why did it sell that quick?
So are you not going to get married now, or are you looking for another place to live? And then are you just, if you're going to stay with him but wait out the cats' lives, they could live to be 20 years old.
Yep. No, I'm at a crossroads today, and my sister-in-law, I can't do that to my cats. I've had them since they were babies, and I took that responsibility, and so, no, he's, and there's other things, too, that I won't go into, but no, I'm going to have to say goodbye to him, and it's really sad because, but I do, the more people I talk to, they tell me that is animal cruelty. All four claws at once.
And they're older cats.
Yeah, 5 to 10 years old. They said they'll be lucky. You're going to have to stay home from work to watch them and monitor them and give them pain meds.
Kelly, my heart breaks for you, and I am just so sorry. Because I don't remember, Scott, in 10 years, people joke about if it's the dog or me, I'm choosing the dog over my spouse. People have joked about it. I don't know that we have ever had a listener call in and be so honest, and Kelly, thank you for sharing your story, that this has come to a head to the point that you are choosing the pets that you agreed to have in your family over a potential spouse.
Let me get one more quick point of clarification from her, and then we'll go to some other calls.
Yes.
Okay. Kelly, hey, Kelly, real quick, because we want to get some other people in here to weigh in, because your story is fascinating.
Okay.
Are you going to break off the engagement?
I have no choice. I can't. He already told me there's no and, ifs, or buts about it. And I think I heard this call today for a reason. This wasn't an accident. And this just confirms everything. And thank you and Dana for taking my call. This just confirms it to me.
Kelly, I am so sorry. And we are thinking of you, and this is a horrible position to be in. And I'm just sorry, but I will say this. There is a silver lining here, and it might not feel like it's today, and it might not feel like it's next month. But I do believe that things happen for a reason, and maybe this is the universe just saying to Kelly, this is not your guy.
Mixed reactions from the text line, but I would say the majority is saying to Kelly, find a new fiance, keep the cats, keep the cats clawed.
Because the whole my way or the highway, and I'm going to lay down stipulations, that makes me uncomfortable as a woman just hearing that. Yeah. I mean, you can have disagreements in a marriage, but, you know, I just don't think that's how you want to start out.
From the text line, 9306, and this first part is in quotes, what he says goes, quotes.
That was my red flag.
Cats are the least of your worries with this guy.
Yeah. I agree.
Jim in Kansas City. It's a fascinating story. Jim, hello.
Hey, if she wouldn't have cried, I had some stuff I was going to say, but that just broke my heart, man. I mean, a cat? Yeah, I'm a cat lover. I don't believe in declawing either, but God, that's horrible.
It is.
It tore me up.
And Jim, you were going to say, why would you leave a fiance over cats? And now you can't say it. Because
that ain't all I was going to say, but yeah.
I had a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, man, I'm telling you, I am glad you changed your mind because you hear the pain in her voice, and this is not something that she has taken lightly. And I also think after you're dating a year and you find someone, you're so happy and you think this is it and life is going to be great, and then the rug is pulled right out.
You know, there are several things as you're getting ready to get married or even talking about getting engaged.
Yeah.
There, it's not just, are you and I compatible?
Yeah. Am I attracted to you?
Yeah. Do we get along?
Do we laugh at the same jokes and shows?
Do I think you're my soulmate? That's great. But your soulmate has a dog, or your soulmate has four cats who are not declawed.
But you would have known that the entire prior year, Scott. Let's say when I met Chris, he came with a rabid, psycho, 200-pound, mastiff Rottweiler mix that had bitten three people. You would know ahead of time. You would say, look, third date, fifth date, but I have children and I can't have your dog in my house. Your dog is a danger to humans. If he is that OCD over cats and scratching, how did this not come up before? And I believe her that it didn't. I mean, and maybe he's one of those guys that just thinks, you know what, I'm going to put a ring on it and everything else will sort itself out. And I'm just going to tell her she can't have the cats in the house. Well,
maybe tell her that before she sells her house.
They're part of her life.
You know, it goes beyond cats and dogs. There's kids.
Religion?
Religion's important.
Political?
Are you clean or do you not clean the house? And I'm speaking for men and women on that one.
Yeah.
You know, are you going to leave the dishes out on the sink and expect me to clean them for you?
Right.
Or are you going to take care of your own
mess?
Yeah,
this ain't a hotel.
Right. Maid doesn't live here. 576-7798. Amy and Olathe. Amy, hello.
Hi, Amy.
Hey. Hi. First of all, I have to say, above and beyond, the guy needs to go, just for his sheer attitude and the way he approaches life, apparently. But from a different angle, and I'm sure there's going to be some heat over this, I adopted about 4 years ago, well, he adopted us, like a three-week-old little kitten under a house that was being newly built. And it was like 10 below zero, 10 o'clock at night. My daughter found this little kitten. I was a no pet in the house.
Right.
Lady. I am an animal lover, grew up with animals, have had them my whole life. They sleep. If you bring one into your home, it sleeps on your pillow.
Yeah, it's yours.
It's the family.
It's yours.
And I agreed to keep this cat on the one condition, because I am OCD, that the cat would be declawed. And I had visualized the wrapped gauze paws
right.
with the blood and the, you know, and all of these things. And when I called the vet and I discussed it with him, I was informed, and this is what we did, claws are now lasered off. They are lasered not all the way to the bone. My cat, or was at the time a kitten, we had just his front claws lasered off.
And Amy, we're up against a break, and thank you for the call. I'm going to look that up during the break and see if, in fact, there is a humane way to do this. In fact, I'm just going to text Libby. I'm going to text Dr. Libby and say, is there a humane way to do it? I had not heard about that. I would be surprised if it is still completely humane, but let me ask.
576-7798. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks here on KMBZ. I see what you're doing, Grant. A little cat scratch fever from Ted Nugent. It's always one of those interesting topics where we start with one thing and then a caller takes us in a completely different direction. Kelly called in from Leawood to let us know that, and it was totally off topic, but we were happy to take it because it was interesting, that she got engaged to a guy not too long ago. She has four cats. They have their claws. They moved in together and they're in the process of buying another house. She's already sold hers and then moved in, and now they're building another house or getting another house. The fiance has told her those cats have to be declawed or this isn't going to work. This isn't going to happen. Kelly basically said on this show in the last 15 to 20 minutes, she's made her decision And she's going with the cats.
Yep.
576-7798. Let us go to Will in KCK. Will, hello.
Hey, it's nice to hear from you guys again.
You too.
Hey, first off, I'm going to hit all three topics at one time. One, the guy that threw the dog in the yard and the thing, yeah, he should go to jail. Yep. Matter of fact, let's put him in a cage and throw him in there and see
how
he
reacts. All right.
Yep, I understand what you're saying completely, Will.
I'm a dog lover, I have a dog myself. The dog, the one laying the road, it should have been put on a leash or somebody watching it. And then for her, I feel very sorry for her about what's going on. And my opinion on that, let's pull his fingernails out and see how he likes it.
Okay.
Okay, that is some...
Wow.
That is some justice there.
Will. Kenesha in Kansas City. Kenesha, good afternoon.
Hi, is my phone echoing out?
No, you're good. Go ahead.
Okay, I don't know. I just got off work and I came in on the tail end of the conversation and I saw a lady walking by me on her cell phone crying. And she had like this cat purse, like a purse that had a cat face on it. And I just wanted to know if that was her because I wanted to get out and like, so she looked devastated and I wanted to like, give her a hug, but I don't know if that was her. That's really why I called. I wanted to know if she had this bag on with, like, these cat eyes and, like, the fur. It looks like a cat bag. I don't know.
Oh, you think you saw Kelly who called in earlier?
That Kenesha, I don't know. That would be a 1-in-a-million shot. I don't know. But the fact that you want to hug her is really sweet because that's all we want to do, too.
Ken in Kansas City. Ken, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Number one, the guy needs to go away. I had a chocolate point Siamese, purebred, many years ago, and I did have her declawed in the front. Took very good care of her, kept making sure she was, you know, everything was done properly. And the doctor said, I asked about the back claws, and he said, since she's an inside cat, even if she gets out, at least she'd have some way of defending herself. They're not going to do any damage with the back claws.
Correct. It's just the front ones you got to watch out for when it comes to your furniture.
And everything else. I mean, they get scared. That's the first thing that comes out. But I really do feel sorry for her because, like the other gentleman said, the least of her worries is the cats with this guy.
I agree. And Ken, I want to add to that. I don't know that there's a veterinarian anywhere that will remove rear claws. There is zero reason to do that. And I don't think, even if that's his ultimatum, you got to have all four declawed, all four paws. There's not a vet in the world that's going to do that. Mm-hmm. There is no reason whatsoever to take out the back claws.
From the text line 5337, this story has Jerry Springer written all over it. But I do think she is right in kicking him to the curb. Okay. Mike in the Northland. Looks like you're going to get the last word. Hello, Mike.
Hey, she just got a big red flag. I am not a cat lover, but my wife is. And when you declaw a cat, you're not pulling their claws out. It's not like pulling a fingernail. It's like cutting off your finger at the first knuckle. This is not a kind thing to do by any means. He needs to go to the curb.
All right. I think the phone lines have been unanimous in kicking this young man to the curb.
It's so heartbreaking, and we are so sorry, Kelly, but thank you for your honesty, and she can't be the only person who's gone through this, and we love talking about stuff like this because if you're going through it, chances are someone else has been through it, and that's how we roll here.
One text, though, in his favor is this one from 3674. He asked her to declaw the cats, not get rid of them. Okay. And also from the text line, kick him to the curb, cat or no cat, this could be a real red flag for the future. And that seems to be what the majority of folks on the text line are saying. I would say it's a 70-30 split of kick him to the curb. A couple of quick programming notes. We are monitoring two major trials that are going on across the United States. Not the least of which is the Kyle Rittenhouse case up in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The jury is currently in day three of their deliberations. If and when they do reach a verdict, We will bring that to you live if it falls within the body of the show, which is 2 to 6 every afternoon. There has been nothing from the jury today.
Nope.
Nothing. They have not asked for anything. No notes have been sent out from the jury room. They went into jury deliberations, I believe, around 8:30 this morning, 9 o'clock, give or take. And there has been nothing that I'm aware of from the jury today. We are also following the murder killing of Ahmaud Arbery down in Georgia. One of the defendants testified today, finished up testifying in his own defense, and the defense is continuing their case. If that case reaches a verdict during the body of the show, we will bring that one to you live as well.
Also coming up on the Dana and Parks program, we won't talk about cats. We will talk about elephants and why someone wants an elephant to be deemed legally a person. Then one of the most controversial stories in our stack today, a young girl is murdered at a football game. Wait until you hear who's charged under a law that I had never heard of. And why? We'll talk about that coming up. These arms long to hold you. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.